There are a lot of things the Harper government thinks Canadians should be fearful of. Homegrown terrorism, marauding gangs of thugs, Justin Trudeau. There's one threat, however, the government is adamant we not worry about, the R-word. The question of whether Canada will tumble into recession dogs Finance Minister Joe Oliver wherever he goes these days, yet his response has been bullishly consistent. "We're not in a recession," he assured us the other day. "We expect solid growth for the year." If he says so. Instead, many private sector economists now believe Canada is already in recession, defined as two back-to-back quarters of declining growth. We know the economy shrank through each of the first 4 months of the year, and while we won't have a definitive answer from Statistics Canada about the second quarter until September, GDP growth will have to have been robust in May and June, defying evidence to the contrary for Canada to dodge the bullet. So, accepting that we are likely already in recession, the question becomes, how bad could it get? Canada's economy is at a crucial juncture, one that will determine whether this will be a short, shallow contraction or something deeper and longer lasting. It comes down to psychology. Fear of a recession can easily become self-fulfilling. If households, businesses, and investors feel the outlook for the economy is darkening, they're likely to tighten their belts. That means consumers make fewer purchases, such as homes and cars, and they forgo vacations and meals out. It means less financing for entrepreneurs. It means businesses cut back on purchases of machinery and even on hiring. Just this week, a Statistics Canada survey revealed that companies are slashing their capital spending plans for 2015, the first decline since 2009. All these decisions to hunker down have a debilitating effect on economic activity. So far, the standard measures of consumer confidence are holding up. The Bloomberg Nanos Canadian Confidence Index, for instance, continues to hover near its 2015 high. But at the same time, Canadians have an insatiable hunger for information about the recession right now, an indication that fear of the downturn is real and mounting. That's clear when you look at the frequency with which Canadians are Googling the word recession. The search engine's trend tool, which measures interest in search terms relative to their all-time peaks, is an excellent gauge of what's on people's minds. And the recent spike in recession searches may be an indicator of what's to come. This isn't to say there's a straight line between fear and recession. If that were the case, the U.S. would surely have suffered another bout in 2011. Anxiety was high and recession warnings abounded. Standard & Poor's had cut America's credit rating in the face of rising deficits and slowing growth. The spreading sovereign debt crisis dominated headlines, and Americans were losing faith in their country's ability to recover. But in the end, the U.S. economy powered through. Yet there are huge differences between the U.S. then and Canada now, and they don't bode well for us. Manufactured political crises such as the debt ceiling debates heightened American uncertainty at the time and masked genuine improvements. Yet in Canada, the oil crash that began in 2014, and after a three-month respite has resumed in recent weeks, poses an ongoing threat. Meanwhile, non-energy exports, which were supposed to save our Canadian bacon, have crumbled. U.S. households and businesses had also made real progress repairing their shattered balance sheets. Canadian consumers, by contrast, are maxed out. Our economy, with its over-reliance on household consumption, has been living on borrowed time and money. Even if the Bank of Canada cuts rates next week, as many expect, the effect will be muted. When FDR uttered his famous line in 1933 that Americans had nothing to fear but fear itself, the country was in the depth of the Great Depression, seized by, as he called it, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror. There truly was nowhere to go but up. The same can't be said of Canada, with its teetering housing market and household debt levels. We're right to be afraid of a recession, but that fear is also likely to make it worse.